For one day last week, TV crews descended on 7th Street in Manhattan's East Village. They came to record the struggle between city bulldozers and defenders of a community garden. Some of the gardeners had chained themselves inside a huge wire and canvas watchtower in the shape of a frog. It was the latest battle between Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and community activists over the use of abandoned city-owned property. But the story of Esperanza Garden really began more than 2 decades ago. That was when Jose Torres helped his mother Alicia and other neighborhood volunteers turn a rubble-filled lot into a community garden. Producer Joe Richmond lives in that neighborhood, and not long ago, he gave a tape recorder to Jose Torres, and together they have this story of the fight to save Esperanza Garden.
My name is Jose Torres, and I'm in the middle of the Esperanza Garden. My mother's area is in this corner. This is her plot. I don't know really what she grows, but she grows some big stuff here because she loves them.
Ma, look right here, look right in there. I thought it was string beans.
Those are green peppers and these are jalapenos, right?
She got hot peppers, I got green peppers. And
you can eat these. These are good.
She has a small little tomato.
She got tomatoes, lettuce. We got them grapes that grow here, grapevine. This grows real big. This starts from right here all the way to over there. These go beautiful in the summer. And you know what's so beautiful about it? That people will be passing by, and when we're cooking here, they see the smoke going up, and they can smell the hot dogs or the chicken burning, you know, the cooking, and rice, you can smell the rice in there, and people passing by, and hear the music, and you see them, they look in, and they want to come in, and we tell them, come on in, they walk in, they go, this is beautiful, we love this. We do Halloween parties, and for Christmas we do Easter egg hunts. The children love it.
Oh, look at that big one.
I guess when we first started here, it was like, wow, I don't know, about 75, 76, because there was no fence, and everybody used to come in here and shoot up. You know, it was open lot, and then the whole back was just full of bricks and junk and everything, you know what I mean? There was sinks, a lot of piping, boiler parts here and everything. There was a lot of junk here. And from there, we started moving little by little. It took us a while. It took us a long time. And since then, it's become this big place.
There we go, Chani. Right in front of you. More this way, towards me.
My name's Donald Kaposha, principal in BFC Partners. And I told them that I was going to be building a building on their garden. That's all I said to them. I'm going to build a building there. It's a 7-story building. Cast stone base and some sort of a brick veneer facade. Setbacks with some balconies. It should be a very beautiful building.
My mom's reaction was that she was just scared. First time she heard, I guess she was crying, you know. And she's been crying for the longest. But, you know, we're going to fight to the end.
Hearings will be conducted and testimony will be heard in the order of the printed calendar. Speakers opposed to a resolution shall be heard first and then speakers in favor thereof.
My name is Jose Torres. I represent Esperanza Garden. We had for politicians to do this, you know, we're not rich people. Donald Kaposha has a lot of money and a lot of power. He probably got his own house out in Long Island or something. He has his own little garden. And I bet you he goes out there and sits in the back and relaxes. We struggled here for years because this place was the worst one time. Now that it's changing, everybody wants to come in and just drive us out.
I feel that you got to hear us and help us out and protect our garden. Thank you.
Thank you.
We had to get more people involved to try to save Esperanza.
More garden!
There was hundreds and hundreds of people supporting me. College students, a lot of law students, coming from all over, hanging out saying, look, we'll give you the support. Whatever you need, we're here. And that's what we did, you know. Wait, try to move it this way. This way, this way. All right, right there. Okay, I'm going up the stairways. Well, up here is the big cookie. It's like a frog. It stands for Puerto Rico. It looks out to in front of the garden. And you gotta go up a ladder to the back. You gotta go up to the tail of the cookie. I think a coquille have a tail, I'm not sure. It's like a security house. People sleep inside. They got sleeping bags in there. We have a phone in here, so in case the bulldozers do come, they can start making calls. We'll keep two people at a time at night here to always watch. It's pretty big in here. I'm telling you, like 10 people fit. It looks like an apartment in there. But right now it's like a little mess, but you gotta see it just to believe it. It's real quiet here at night, especially, you know, the other night I was here with Mario. He's staying here. He's staying inside the coquille. And me and him were sitting here, the lights were on, we were just talking. We stood here for a long time and it was quiet. Felt like we were in the woods. I was like, wow, I don't know. Felt so good.
22 years ago, it was a vacant lot, a hangout for junkies. 2 decades later, it's known as El Jardín de Esperanza, the Garden of Hope. This morning, there was almost a party-like atmosphere as residents tried to delay what the city had told them was inevitable. The lot had been sold, and bulldozers would soon raise the land.
Save Esperanza! Save Esperanza!
Leave now. If you stay, you'll be placed under arrest.
Five seconds, and you're going to be arrested.
Well, I'm going
ma'am,
in the house.
Get inside, ma'am.
Listen.
Inside, or you're going to be off the block.
East 7th Street between Avenues B and C remains closed. Police moved in this morning armed with power tools to cut through the chains. A large frog had to be dissected by cops so that two protesters could be removed.
Look how fast it came down. Oh my goodness. Oh no.
This is sad, you know. This is like the day my mother's gonna always remember.
Oh my God.
Recently, the city sold the lot to a developer who now plans to build a 75-unit luxury apartment house on the site. As you can see, The city wasted absolutely no time. The bulldozers are already in there. They're clearing the land. Reporting live from the East Village, I'm Mike Sheehan. Mario, back to you.
This is not for me to decide. This is not for gardeners to decide. This is really for lawmakers to legislate. I'm simply a builder, and I go forward with the work that I've been made responsible to do.
You know, there's competing demands. We have a city in which people can't find a place to live. We have a city in which people can't find affordable housing. And if you live in the unrealistic world, well, then you can say, well, everything should be a garden. A mayor has to live in a real world.
Well, this is Esperanza Garden. They got like plywood running across, blocking the whole entire front. You can't even see in. I always thought we were gonna be there forever, you know. It's like a story. It's like a story that you would see. A rich man comes out of nowhere with a lot of money and just gets rid of the poor people. And it's like, I still don't believe it. I still can't believe it. It just, I don't know how to get over it, you know. It was like a bomb, like they threw a bomb right in the middle of the garden, boom. And it was gone.
Our story was narrated by Jose Torres and produced by Joe Richman for the series Radio Diaries on NPR's All Things Considered.